From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Always wanted a big two-story house back when we lived in that little two-room shack.
We wanted fame and fortune, and we'd live life the way the rich folks do.
We knew somehow we'd make it together.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was an oldie, George Jones and Tammy Wynette, two-story house, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ebony Ellis. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happened a few weekends ago, and also the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up February 3rd through the 5th, 2023, at the North Charleston Convention Center. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with the husband. Actually, it's the wife of the husband-wife pair that own Holy City Heating and Air, Jennifer Harvey. Also, remodeling contractor Tommy Albrecht with Just Additions and Remodeling. Also, Sarah Silva with Flooring Factory. Paul Hume with J.I. Small Engine Repair. And if you've got some items on your people on your list for Christmas that you'd like to get some a nice gift for, stay tuned for that. And then also we'll be talking with Karen Cavanaugh with Carolina's Wealth Management. But I did want to take a moment and talk to you about the Charleston Home and Design Show happening February 3rd through the 5th at the North Charleston Convention Center. And we had a great show a few weekends ago for our fall show, so much so that the many of the vendors who were on display signed up for our winter show, the Charleston Home and Design Show, February 3rd through the 5th. So we're actually on the verge of being sold out, and we're starting a wait list for vendors that might want to participate in the Charleston Home and Design Show. So if you happen to, we have a lot of business owners that listen to our show. If you own a business or you work for a company that's a home service provider that caters to affluent homeowners, and you would like to talk to the affluent homeowners that we managed to motivate to come out to our home shows, give us a call at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we can talk to you about getting on our wait list. Vendors, sometimes plans change, and we always get a few vendors that drop off, and so that's why we have the wait list. But I also wanted to talk about our new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Have you picked it up yet? Our fall issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine has been out a few weeks. It's got Chris Singleton and his beautiful family on the cover. Chris Singleton is a renowned inspirational speaker and best-selling author. And his mother was unfortunately killed in the Emmanuel Church shooting that happened about 7 years ago, and it talks about Chris and how he picked up the pieces in his life and has gone on to become an inspirational speaker. A lot of big companies hire him for speaking engagements, and also he played baseball at CSU and got drafted by the Cubs, the Chicago Cubs. But and then also this our fall issue is also our big remodeling issue, and so you can see all sorts of different great projects going on that have taken place over the last few months in Charleston, and we tell you exactly who built these companies, these projects, and so that you can contact them for your own projects. And it's not too early to start talking to some of the companies you see showcased in Charleston Home and Design magazine about your project for 2023, even though you might not want to get your project going right away. You definitely can start talking to them. Have a great weekend. And joining us on the phone right now is Jennifer Harvey with Holy City Heating and Air. How you doing, Jennifer?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Tim?
Doing just fine. Jennifer, take a moment and tell everyone about Holy City Heating and Air.
Well, we were established in 2015 by my husband, Tom, and at that time it was just him and a pickup truck. And we have worked our tails off, and we've grown. We've recently relocated from James Island to downtown Charleston. We are on the corner of East Bay and Market Street, right there in the French Quarter. And so, let's see, we've added plumbing in 2021. And we are just excited to be part of the local community. We're family-owned and operated. And I think we're one of maybe the last big, now I guess, big guys that are. And so we get excited about, you know, participating in everything here in Charleston.
Well, that's great. Well, so we're kind of between seasons right now. It's starting to get, we've had some cool nights, but then there's some warm days. And do you recommend that homeowners get their systems tuned up between the hot and cold season and between the cold and hot season?
You know, we do, and it's not just us. It's a common thing here in South Carolina, where, as you mentioned, it can be a turtleneck sweatshirt at 7 in the morning and then tank top by noon, and you're freezing at night. And it's one of those things where in those mid-seasons, it's better to know that you have a problem before you have a problem. And so we get a lot of calls late at night when that heater's supposed to kick on and it doesn't. And, you know, any company out there that's trying to drag a technician out at 10 or 11 at night, it's going to cost more, you know, than if you just scheduled a preventative maintenance and you found out that capacitor was out of range or something like that. Most of the time you can get ahead of it, you know.
And you folks have got a $99 tune-up special. What does that typically cover?
Yes, sir. So it would be an inspection very similar to what our maintenance customers get. Technicians will come out, they'll inspect the whole system, they'll put their gauges and check all the pressures, give the system a clean out, you know, routine, nothing crazy, you know, but routine cleaning, and just kind of give you a health of the system. If there's something, if the refrigerant's low, well, they're closed systems, so that means there's a leak, and we can find it, fix it, and get ahead of it, you know, before you're out of refrigerant, it doesn't work, or change a capacitor that's going dead, et cetera. But it would be like your seasonal sort of maintenance, an HVAC inspection tune-up.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And I understand Holy City Heating and Air, you folks are involved with Toys for Tots. So when a customer is getting that $99 tune-up special, what can a customer do to donate to Toys for Tots and save a little money?
It is our favorite. We do a lot of different fundraisers and charities throughout the year, but Toys for Tots is our favorite. And so every year we try to outdo the year before. And so we offer a $25 coupon good on any service that we offer with a toy donation. So folks can come here and donate toys on site. If you let us know, one of our technicians while they're en route will come and pick it up. Or if you're getting a service from us that day, like a $99 tune-up, give that toy right to the technician. We'll take $25 off the bill, and now you got a $74 tune-up. Mm. So we are accommodating anything that we can do to outmatch. Last year, you know, we have a 3.5 and a 1.5-year-old, and Christmas is probably our favorite, you know, mm-hmm. and we just want everybody to have a good Christmas.
Well, that's great. And my hat is off to Holy City Heating and Air for everybody's busy, and it's one of those things that could easily be overlooked. But you folks are carving out time to make sure that you're collecting toys for those less fortunate. So that's awesome.
Well, hey, I mean, our kids go to school with your kids. You know, we're Luke here, like everybody else, and we just, you know, it takes a village, right?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the other services of Holy City Heating and Air. You folks have also got a tankless water heater special. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, so we sent our technicians to Navien headquarters, and they all got certified with Navien. It's an extremely energy efficient water heater. And so with tankless, of course, you get instant hot water and it doesn't run out. So if you're, you know, a family that has children, you never have hot water. That's not the case if you have a tankless water heater. And so for the holiday season, we're running $1,000 off of a Navien tankless.
Very good. And do you have, do you ever recommend to homeowners specific areas where the tankless water heater should be installed so that people if they're taking a shower, the tankless water heater is you know, sort of close to the shower area. So it's, you're not having to run the water for a few minutes until it gets hot.
Sure. So they're always on the outside of the home, and the closer that you can get it to that shower, great. But also you can put in a recirculating
pump.
Yes. Thank you. You can tell that my husband's the HVAC guy and not the plumbing guy. But when you have the recirculating pump, you don't have that issue. You have the instant hot water, regardless of where it is in the home.
Yeah, and we've got one of those recirculating pumps, and we put it on a timer so that it basically is heating the water from about 6 in the evening until midnight, and then 6 in the morning until noon. So I guess there's a little bit of time in between there that we're not it's not requiring hot water to be circulated throughout the pipes in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Talk about the different brands of heating and air conditioning equipment that Holy City Heating and Air carries.
Yeah, so our primary line of equipment is Daikin. So that's spelled D-A-I-K-I-N. Most people are familiar with Goodman and Amana. This is actually the company that owns those two, and it's the higher product line. Largest HVAC carrier in the world, but relatively small footprint in the United States as of now. We're trying to change that. And super high energy efficient products. That's what we try to do with all of our products, is offer sustainable products. And so our Daikin Fit system is our favorite system. It's a variable speed. So it doesn't get any more energy efficient than that. And
what does variable speed mean?
A variable speed system, so by comparison, the split system heat pumps that most everybody has when you say that you want it to be 70 degrees, it's going to cut on, it's going to work its tail off to get there. And then when it gets there, it's going to shut off, right? And then, so you have this constant halting, jerking, and it's hard on the components of that equipment. With variable speed, it hums along constantly. It maintains, it's kind of like when you're floating in the water, right? It doesn't allow it to get 5 or 10 degrees off before it tries to correct that. It's just constantly maintaining it right there. So it's never having to work overly hard, and it's easier on the components of the system. It also feels better in the home.
Right. So that motor is not running 100% capacity, right, and then zero and then 100%.
Right.
It'll run at a lower capacity, which is more energy efficient.
Yes.
Well, that's great. And what did you tell me before we started the interview about the $1,250 off systems special that you have?
Yes, we are running $1,250 instant equipment rebates. It's nothing you have to mail off. We will deal with Daikin and getting our money back. We are taking the $1,250 off immediately for our customers who get our Daikin Fit system. And those systems come with a 12-year parts, but also 12-year labor warranty. Mm. So outside of normal maintenance, you should not have an HVAC bill for 12 years.
That's great. Well, good deal. Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about Holy City Heating and Air?
They can call us, text us, email. We have online scheduling on our website. Our website is very informative. We have chat on there. It is very difficult to not find us if you're looking for us.
Mm-hmm. Even on the back of the register paper when you get a receipt at the grocery store, right?
Yes, sir. Sure is. It hurts, Teeter.
Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Jennifer Harvey with Holy City Heating and Air, and definitely take advantage of those good specials that they have, and donate some a toy for Toys for Tots too, and make sure that Holy City Heating and Air gets that toy, and they'll take good care of it. Thanks so much, Jennifer.
Thank you, dear. Thanks for having us.
And now joining us on the phone is remodeling contractor Tommy Albrecht with Just Additions and Remodeling. How you doing, Tommy?
Good. How you doing, Tim?
Good, good. Tommy, take a moment and tell everybody about Just Additions and Remodeling.
So we are a full-service design, build, remodeling firm. We do in-house design work, and we can handle everything from conception through construction.
Cool. Great. Well, Tommy, tell our listeners about a few of the different projects that Just Additions and Remodeling has been involved in 2022, just to give our listeners an idea of what kind of work that Just Additions and Remodeling does.
We've been fortunate enough to have quite a range of projects, from closet, you know, interior closet additions, and reworking, you know, small closets, all the way through complete whole home remodels, you know, residing, replacing windows, and building additions.
Gotcha. So, kitchens and bathrooms, those are pretty popular items with Just Additions and Remodeling, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. We've done quite a number of kitchens, and everything ranging from a simple kitchen renovation, tearing out cabinetry and keeping fixtures and all in their same locations, all the way through, you know, major structural changes, opening kitchens up, you know, removing walls. Same deal with bathrooms, simple renovations all the way through large bathroom remodels.
Gotcha. And talk about the Just Additions and Remodeling process for remodeling, because whenever a homeowner is having remodeling work done, you're inviting the contractor into the home, unless the work is taking place outside, and you're going to be kind of living with each other for a little bit, depending on the scope of the project, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So I can give you a rundown of how how our process works from day one. So essentially I come out, and or one of our salespeople will come out and take a look, and we put together a design proposal and a construction budget based off of what we've discussed. And the design proposal is really design and project development, where we have our own designers and we snub out engineering, and we can handle that entire process. And during the design and project development, we also put together all of our selections. The goal is to spec out as much as we possibly can. So lighting fixtures, windows and doors, especially. That way, from day one, once we're on contract for construction, we can order everything and basically set our construction date, our demo date, for once all of those items are in. That became really critical when COVID started, because we used to make selections during construction because we were only looking at, a few week lead times on most items, and especially windows and doors. So once COVID hit, we kind of backtracked and decided, okay, we need to rethink this process and really get everything spec'd out from day one during design project development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just heard from a remodeling contractor that specializes in historic, homes downtown with replacing windows. And you have to replace those windows in the historic homes with wooden windows. And he just let me know that it'll be 16 weeks before the one window, double hung sash window is going to be in. And 16 weeks. So that's what, 4 months? You're used to that by now, though, aren't you, Tommy?
Yes, sir. We have one project on Isle of Palms right now that we have a window package that we've been waiting on for 14 weeks now. It should be in a couple weeks, right on time for us to install. I think we have our sheeting and strapping inspection next week, so we'll be good to go. But it definitely changed the game a little bit.
Right. And a minute or two ago, you used some construction language when you said we like to spec out everything that's going to be going into the remodel, and what you mean by that is specify each of the different products that you'll be replacing and installing, rather than just sort of waiting for you as the contractor calling the and I know you don't do this, but some contractors do. They call the day before and say, "Hey, the tile guy's coming over tomorrow to install the tile. Have you picked out your tile yet?" And you don't do that. You give your customers lots of lead time in order to specify or to buy this, pick out the specific items that are going into the remodel project, right?
Yes, sir. So what we have during the design and project development phase is what's called selection critical items that or lead time critical items that need to be selected before we can even get on construction contract, because they dictate our schedule so much. We just basically won't have a hard date to start construction until we know when those items are going to be in. And especially with those lead times changing, especially last year and the year before, we would be given a lead time of, 12 weeks or 8 weeks on a set of windows, and it would end up being 14 weeks. So to avoid getting in a situation where we have someone's kitchen or home opened up and, have them not living their normal lives, as long as possible, we really, really rework that process. And, by specing, specifying these items up front, we're able to order them from day one and basically sit back and wait until we've got everything in or those lead time critical items are in.
Yeah, it's the difference between a project running smoothly where the homeowner is not having to live with a kitchen that has been demolished and waiting for the cabinets to come in versus taking out the cabinets maybe the same week that the new cabinets are going to be coming in, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, with specifying those items, we still will leave some allowances, some selections. You know, we understand that you may not be able to make, you know, or may not want to make your paint decisions and your, you know, fixture selections and things like that until we get a little further along in the process for a couple of reasons. You know, one mostly is a time issue. Most people don't have a whole lot of time. They're mostly working people, you know, to go out and go to these places that normally have, you know, regular business hours. So we understand that. So by specifying or by, you know, selecting these specific lead time critical items, we're able to at least get those things sorted out. And allowances and open-ended selections are not our friend. And I really drive that point home with my team and with my clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's an important point because when you're bidding a project, what kind of a contract does Just Additions and Remodeling typically offer? Is it a fixed contract or is it a cost plus? What do you folks do?
We do everything fixed price, and I know there are a lot of unknowns in remodeling. It's part of the business going with the flow, you know, being able to handle adversity and all. By doing so, we simplify things. Same deal with the project design and development phase, doing that before we get into construction. It really just simplifies things. We get it all sorted out up front because regardless of how much we, you know, work out as many details as we work out on day one during design, there's always going to be unknowns. There's always going to be challenges, things that we find that we have to, you know, figure out. You know, everything from these little closet projects that I mentioned to whole home remodels. Now, generally, as you can imagine, the more we tear open, the more, you know, challenges and things that we encounter. But by limiting those unknowns, those open-ended selections and allowances, we're able to cut out a lot of those unknowns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, how can folks get more information about Just Additions and Remodeling?
You can find us on Instagram, Facebook. We've also got a website, www.justadditions.com. And we've got a form on there that you can fill out, and it goes directly to my email.
Good deal. And I know a lot of people like to wait until the turn of the year. A lot of people have projects that they're planning for 2023, and they say, "No, I don't even want to talk about it until 2023." But you can't get started too early. So if anyone has a project they're planning for 2023, that you could at least talk with Tommy Albrecht with Just Additions and Remodeling and get a few of the balls rolling right before the project actually starts in 2023. If they wanted to talk to you now.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And most folks have a general idea of what they want to do. And some people have a very broad idea. Some are very specific. And I work with both of those, and I'm always open-minded to offer other suggestions as well to give people what they're looking for.
All right. Good deal. Well, we've been talking with remodeling contractor Tommy Albrecht with Just Additions and Remodeling. Thanks so much, Tommy.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Tim.
And joining us on the phone right now is Sarah Silva with Flooring Factory. How you doing, Sarah?
Good. How are you?
Just fine. Hey, Sarah, take a moment and tell everybody about Flooring Factory.
So Flooring Factory is basically your one-stop shop. It was founded by Livia and Johnny Souza. They are local here to the Lowcountry, and we first opened up our very small showroom in Goose Creek, and we have expanded to Mount Pleasant with an 8,000 square foot showroom that has an extensive selection of flooring, and we do a little bit of everything, you know. So we have a construction background, so we have remodeling services, we have our own in-house installers. So like I said before, we're basically your one-stop shop, and we can handle any homeowner request for any remodeling, flooring, all that good stuff.
Good deal. And and people might be a little thrown off by your name, Flooring Factory, that you might just offer flooring services and flooring products. But Flooring Factory, I think at one of the last home shows, I was surprised to see that you folks were offering cabinetry too.
Yes, we do. Yes. A lot of customers are thrown off by that. Some of them come in thinking we're actually a factory. but no, we do remodeling. We work with Waypoint, Merillat, and Fabulwood. Those are three cabinet manufacturers. And we've been doing it for a year now, and we've had such good experiences with them. All of our cabinetry is amazing. We have our own cabinet designer. And like I said, we do a full kitchen remodel and bathroom as well. So we can do vanities. The customer can just name it and we can get it done.
Good deal. And the Flooring Factory showroom in Mount Pleasant is spectacular. If people have not had a chance to stop by, they definitely should. And can you kind of take us on a virtual tour of the showroom in Mount Pleasant? Like as soon as people walk in, what's to the left, what's to the right, what's straight ahead?
So as soon as people walk in, you're going to be greeted by our sales rep. It could either be Emily, she is our senior sales rep, or it could be Joe, he's our new sales rep. And they'll be greeted with, you know, questions like, hey, like, welcome in, how can we help you, things like that. And then they'll walk you towards whatever it is that you're coming in to shop for, whether it's tile, laminate, luxury vinyl, hardwood, cabinetry, all that good stuff. They'll walk you towards it. They're kind of give you some information on the materials that we offer, kind of get an idea what you are looking for and how we can find, you know, something comparable. You're going to be greeted with extremely great customer service. We're all very friendly here. You're going to be shocked by how sparkly the white floors are. A lot of customers are when they come in, but you'll find the sales rep to your right, and then to the left, you'll see the extensive selection of materials that we offer. So it's an experience visiting us for sure.
Yeah, what is that white material on the floor? Because it is spectacular.
Oh, yeah, it's our epoxy floors. We wanted it to be completely white, so nothing really clashes with our samples that we have in our showroom. So our showroom is basically all white, so there's nothing really that's going to, you know, contrast with whatever you're looking for, and you can kind of picture the remodel or the flooring more vividly. And then we also allow our customers to take it home if they're having a little bit of trouble visualizing in our showroom. But that was the idea with the white floors, is that customers can really visualize and kind of picture it, what it would look like.
The epoxy floors are becoming more popular. Is that an option for a homeowner if they wanted Flooring Factory to install an epoxy floor for them?
So we necessarily don't do epoxy, but we do have like family friends who do it. That's who we got to do ours. But we definitely, if a customer comes in and they're asking for epoxy and it's something we don't offer, we always do give them, you know, a name of someone who can definitely help them out. Our idea with the floors was just really to just not have anything there to contrast.
That's fine.
Samples.
What are some of the more popular choices that people are making for flooring selections?
Oh yeah. So tile has become very popular over the course of a couple months. A lot of customers, you know, they're reading about resistance to water, things of that nature, and you know, they have dogs, and they're like, oh, I want to put like a wood look tile down. So we've been seeing a lot of requests on that. We've been seeing a lot of luxury vinyl, which luxury vinyl is your waterproof flooring. A lot of requests on that, especially new homeowners. They see it as low maintenance, which it is, and it's great. And then we also have, you know, like our homeowners who are looking for hardwood. So tile, luxury vinyl, and hardwood are three most popular flooring options. And we love it all. You know, we have some beautiful luxury vinyl options. We have a stunning hardwood option. And for tile, you know, tile, you can do whatever you like. There's so many different ways that you can go with it. So we embrace all of our customers with all of their requests, and we try to guide them in the right direction for their flooring needs.
Good deal. Yeah, the luxury vinyl tile, luxury plank, vinyl plank flooring, that whatever you call it, those are becoming very, very popular. You go into like a newly built hotel and they'll have the luxury vinyl plank floors on the it's very upscale, and it's very durable too, right? And waterproof.
Mm-hmm. It was literally engineered to kind of be like a homeowner's low maintenance, like easy to clean floor. So a lot of like commercial buildings have that, you know, like I said, a lot of homeowners are doing it. So it's just more convenient for them, you know, because with hardwood, you have, it's not necessarily, I don't think it's a lot of upkeep, but a lot of people do see it. You kind of have to make sure that, you know, if you have any pets, the nails are being trimmed, you have furniture adding some felt pads. And a lot of customers feel like, you know, I don't want to do all that. So luxury vinyl becomes an option. And with today's like industry, we have some luxury vinyl that are so realistic to hardwood that sometimes it's kind of hard to tell the difference, mm-hmm. because they really do mimic the look and feel of hardwood so well. So that's why it's become so popular.
Mm-hmm. And it can be installed on a slab if mm-hmm. if you don't have a crawl space, right?
Yeah, so it can be installed in a concrete slab, plywood. It can be installed anyways. We've had someone once install it on a wall, so you can kind of install it where you like.
as a wall element, that.
Oh yeah,
I've seen that too. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. And is it glued down or is it a floating floor?
So it is a floating floor. There are options for glued down, but that's more commercial. Like the aspect of it, but for residential, it's always going to be a floating floor. With a concrete slab, we recommend putting a moisture barrier down and then floating it on top, installing it. And then with the plywood, you don't need the moisture barrier, so you can just install as you go.
Mm, gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information? Oh, I wanted to, before I forget, I wanted to ask you about, Flooring Factory has a fall sale going on, right?
We do, yes. So we're offering free carpet removals starting November 1st, started yesterday, and then lasting it all the way to December 31st. So all removals for carpet will be on us. And it's very easy to contact us. You can just give us a call, visit our website, our social media, whatever it may be. We'll get you on our schedule, and then we'll create a free estimate for you. And then if it's approved, we'll get you going. We'll get ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, and you have a second showroom in Goose Creek, so Mount Pleasant and Goose Creek, correct?
Yes, we do. Our Goose Creek location is located at 103 Lumber Lane, and then our Mount Pleasant is located in Johnny Dodge, right by Stuckey's Furniture.
And you can also bring samples out to a homeowner.
Yes, we do. Yes. So whenever you schedule our consultation, we always ask our customers if they want us to bring any samples, if they, you know, want us to kind of, you know, guide them in a certain direction. We always get those notes and then we take it out to them. We lay it out in their space and then our estimator goes over with them exactly what, you know, he recommends and what will be best for, you know, for the customer space and things like that. So we really do try to work with our customers.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Sarah Silva with Flooring Factory. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Paul Hume with JI Small Engine Repair. How you doing, Paul?
Hey, I'm doing good. Good morning, Tim.
Paul, take a moment and tell everybody about JI Small Engine Repair.
Well, we're a small repair shop over on John's Island that started by fixing lawnmowers and chainsaws and weed whackers. And we built a new shop now. We're at 3444 Maybank Highway. We now specialize not only in repair, but we also specialize in selling the best quality equipment out there, including the Envy, which is the neighborhood vehicle, golf cart type vehicle, not like anything else on the market, Tim. It drives like your car. Independent suspension, disc brakes, power steering, not like a golf cart. And people are loving it. Then we went from there and we got into e-bikes, selling some of the best e-bikes out there, the Aventon brand. We bought one of the only places in the area where you can come over and test drive one. We've got a wide variety to choose from, different colors, different styles. We also sell trailers. We're into generators. We've got a wide variety of products, GPS units that you can put on anything that you own.
Good deal. Yeah, and those Envy, the golf cart-like neighborhood vehicles, those are, have any of the people that have bought from you, have they kind of referred to it as kind of like the Cadillac of golf carts out there?
Oh, I get compliments all the time. People call me up and say, I drove it over to such and such a place and everybody wants one. And I get phone calls. Hey, I saw a guy on this and he told me this is where I can get one. And well, it's definitely not like anything else out there and usually pretty recognizable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are some of the features? Cause, you've told me before, there's a built-in cooler.
It's a little bit more forward thinking than many of the machines out there. There's actually, a storage space under the hood, if you want to call it a hood, or a bonnet if you're English.
Mm-hmm.
There is more storage under the back, a cooler built in if you stick a plug in it. Works great. It's got a touch screen on it so that instead of having a key to start it, you just put in your code. And you can control the code, which also gives you the ability to control how quickly the machine accelerates or how quickly it decelerates. How fast it goes. If you have a child or a grandchild that you want to have the ability to let them drive around the yard or whatever, you can set it up so it only goes 8 or 10 miles an hour. It's a very versatile machine.
Gotcha. Yeah, it sounds great. Here's the big question. Does it make that beeping sound when you go in reverse?
It does not make the beeping sound when it goes in reverse, but the new models coming out soon this next year will actually have backup cameras on them.
Oh, nice. Well, that's a big negative with regular golf carts is, you know, especially if you happen to be driving at night and it's an annoying sound. You worry about annoying your neighbors and things like that. So, that's awesome. And, Paul, JI Small Engine Repair, you folks were born in a different location than you are now. And, if folks have not stopped by the new JI Small Engine Repair showroom, give our listeners a description.
Well, basically, we built an old barn. It's a gray barn with a green roof. It's right on Maybank Highway. It's on an acre and a half piece of property. We have a half an acre of trailers, utility trailers of all different sizes and styles in the back that people can look at. We've got a showroom with our e-bikes out there. We've got our golf carts out by the roads, Spartan Zero Turns, which is the fastest growing zero turn manufacturer out there and the best quality on the market. And we've got them all right here. You can come see, you can drive them, you can touch them. You can bring your wife, drive an Envy, see what she thinks. But I'll warn you right now, everybody whose wife drives an Envy ends up buying one.
Yeah, the Envy being the golf cart,
vehicle,
and yeah, the you mentioned before the power steering on that. That's another negative with a regular golf cart is sometimes it's a little hard to turn the steering wheel.
The high end golf carts that are out there for the most part are golf carts, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
They just dressed them up. They put fancier wheels on them, but they drive like a golf cart. They ride like a golf cart. The suspension's like a golf cart. These are electric. They're quiet. They're silent. Independent suspension. You can't feel what you drive over.
Mm-hmm.
The seats are like sitting in your Lexus. Power steering makes it where you can literally steer it with one finger, regardless of if you have the big knobby tires or the street tires. It makes no difference. It's just a class above everything else.
Well, that's awesome. And we've got Christmas coming up, and I'm sure people are starting to think about what am I going to get so-and-so in my family for a Christmas gift.
Envies are a great plan, and e-bikes. My gosh, can you imagine? It's a regular bicycle, but you pedal it like a regular bike. It's got 8 speeds like a regular bike, but you can have a little bit of electric assist, a little more, a little more, a little more, or you don't even have to pedal at all. You put it in 5 and you can go just by using the thumb throttle. It's a great machine and a fantastic gift for Christmas.
Well, that's two great options for people. I'm sure anyone who has driven either one would be like, yeah, that's I got to get that for that's going to be on my Christmas list.
My one customer said to me yesterday that was the nicest bike riding experience he ever had in his life.
Right. Yeah. Well, Paul, how can folks get more information about JI Small Engine Repair and also the NV golf cart type vehicle and also the e-bikes?
Well, I'll answer it in order. JISmallEngineRepair.com or come by our shop at 3444 Maybank Highway on Johns Island. As far as the e-bikes, you can go to Aventon, that's AVENTON.com, and learn all about the bikes and come on over here and test drive them. As far as the Envy, you can go online and see ridewithenvy.com.
And Envy
is ENVY, Envy, ridewithenvy.com.
And it's a play on words with the Envy being the neighborhood vehicle, right?
It is the neighborhood vehicle, Envy.
Well, that's great. We're looking forward to it. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners would be interested in checking that out. Well, great. Well, we have been talking with Paul Hume with JI Small Engine Repair. Thanks so much, Paul.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
And joining us on the line right now is financial analyst Karen Cavanaugh with Carolinas Wealth Management. And you may have seen Karen Cavanaugh on CNBC. She's done appearances there numerous times. How you doing, Karen?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, good. Karen, how many times have you appeared on CNBC?
Oh, gosh, I can't really even count. I anytime they call me, I just show up. And now that we've had a lot of success with Zoom, it makes it even more convenient. I don't have to travel to New York all the time. So I'd probably say about 100.
Wow, 100. And tell our listeners why, what qualifies you to appear on CNBC, your background and what you do with Carolinas Wealth Management.
Well, I'm the chief investment officer at Carolinas Wealth Management, but I come from a background of finance, and I've been in finance for about 30 years, and I manage a portfolio on Wall Street, a 5-star mutual fund, and I have a CFA designation, an MBA, and an incredible passion for everything that's going on with in the markets and the economy. So I think that my passion comes through, and that's why they asked me to be on it, because I'm so excited to talk about the markets all the time.
All right. And how do you help? You work directly with homeowners, with people who are looking to plan their investments and so forth. How do you help those folks?
Absolutely. I work with all of our clients, and we at Carolinas Wealth Management provide comprehensive financial advice to help each individual reach their unique goals. And it's not just investment oriented. I mean, investments are a big part of planning, but it's also just retirement planning, estate or legacy planning, tax strategies, long-term healthcare options, anything to do with finances. So, of course, a home purchase would be part of it. And now with interest rates being so high, it's a lot of anxiety for would-be home buyers. So we do the whole gamut. Anything financial is in. I work with clients individually all the time.
Gotcha. And what would you say the average age is of someone who initially comes to Carolinas Wealth Management and says, hey, I can, you know, can you help me plan for the future? Are they middle aged? Are they older? What would you say?
I would to say that most of the clients are, it's around the time of age 60 where they start to say, oh my gosh, you know, am I going to be okay for retirement? Am I going to outlive my money? Will I be all set? And that's kind of when a light bulb goes on. And so I'd say most of our clients are probably 60 and above, but we do have clients that are younger, and I would encourage anybody that is, to come as soon as possible. And we have clients in our 20s as well. Say, I'm making money. I want to make sure I'm making the best decisions that are going to put me on the right path towards a secure retirement or to reach a certain goal. So we have clients of all ages, but I think the sooner you start planning, probably the better. And a lot of people like to put it off because they think, oh, I didn't save enough, and I'll just kind of like take an ostrich approach and not take a look at it. But it's very helpful to get a map or a GPS of where you are and where you want to be and how you're going to get there. So yeah. Even though the average age is a little bit older, I would encourage anybody that is just concerned about their financial well-being to come on in. And let's take a look at it.
Yeah, I think most people are sort of deadline driven, and when you reach your upper 50s and certainly when you're 60, the retirement is in sight, and you really start to focus on the planning for that. But you can never get started early enough, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Well, Karen, let's talk about the housing market, because and granted you don't help people with mortgages, but you are very in tune with what's happening in the mortgage market.
Well, obviously the whole rate increases is a big, huge thing, and it's affecting the market, it's affecting businesses, it's impacting everything. And we are in an era of high inflation, and that's something that we've found ourselves not in the last couple decades. And so this is new to a lot of people, and as a result, the Fed is raising interest rates, and they're on that path to raise interest rates continually to tamp down inflation. Unfortunately, the Fed doesn't have many tools at their disposal other than raising interest rates to curb inflation. And it's somewhat of a blunt tool. It's meant to slow down the economy, and it has indeed slowed down the housing market. We've seen interest rates, mortgage rates, are now above the 30-year fixed mortgage rates are above 7%. That's a huge difference than we were just a year ago. And so as a result, the housing sales have slowed down. Now, price increases have still been increasing, and this is the first month we've seen month-over-month declines nationwide. Some areas, the more frothy areas, the Austin, Texas, and, you know, maybe Denver, and those kind of places, we have seen overall price declines. But generally, prices are still kind of ticking up, but at a much slower rate. Mm-hmm. So the deceleration is already being felt in the housing market, and a lot has to do with those higher interest rates. If you're getting a mortgage, I mean, a lot of people are looking at the payments and say, can I afford the payment? Not necessarily the price of the house. And what they're seeing is sticker shock. So I expect that we're going to continue to see a slowdown or a deceleration in the housing market. The good news is that we don't anticipate a crash like we saw in the 07, 08, 09. And that's because most of the people that are current homeowners are not underwater on their houses. Underwriting standards are much more strict than they were back pre-2007. And so we're not going to see a wave of foreclosures. And also the fact that we're raising interest rates. Yeah, we are raising interest rates, but the economy is not really rolling over. It's slowing down. We have we do face risk of recession in 2023, and that risk is getting a little bit more clear as we kind of round the corner, get into the last part of 2022, is that we do have to slow down and we may have a recession, but we're not going to see what we saw in 2007, 2008. So I think the housing market is it's actually a good thing that it is slowing down, because it was the price increases of 20% year over year were really not sustainable, and we're really squeezing the affordability. So the Fed likes that the housing market is slowing down. Fed would like it if the employment market was maybe not as strong, because wage increases are a stickier part of the inflation puzzle, and they're working to tame that. But the housing market, yeah, it's definitely slower, and it doesn't turn around on a dime. So I anticipate we're going to see this kind of sluggishness, especially with these higher mortgage rates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the GDP came out recently for the third quarter, and it was up about 2.5%, and There was there was some celebration over that, but it was tempered with the fact that you know this better than I do, but exports out of the United States increased and imports into the United States decreased, and that was they're pointing to the fact that consumers are starting to slow down their spending. Is that right?
Right. Yeah, yes, and that is true. We are seeing some consumer slowdowns, but consumers are still flush with cash. So, and the GDP numbers, remember, we're looking in the rear view mirror. And so it was good that we didn't see another quarter of year-over-year declines in GDP. So that was a good thing. But the bad news is that maybe the Fed has got to continue to raise interest rates to kind of slow down the economy. It's one of those things where you can't really have your cake and eat it too. We need to see some slowdowns. But we want slowdowns, but not too slow where we are feeling the pinch of a recession. And so it's a fine line that the Fed has to walk with this. And so we are going to continue to see this back and forth. And as you alluded to, Tim, it was good news and we celebrated for a while. Oh, GDP is positive, but that also means that the Fed has to continue to raise interest rates. So sometimes good news is bad news. And that's a little bit counterintuitive for your listeners that are watching the market and saying, why is the market going up? Why is the market going down? Sometimes it's not always very transparent. And sometimes bad news is construed by the market as good news because it might mean that the Fed might pause or pivot a little bit in raising interest rates and give us a little reprieve on that.
Right. Well, how can folks get more information about Carolina's wealth management and how can they speak with you, Karen Cavanaugh?
Well, we have our 1-800 number is always available. It's 800-948-2706. And that will connect you with a live person in our office. That's 800-948-2706. And or you can Google us at Carolina's Wealth Management and you can see our team and see our events coming up. And connect with us that way. And we are always happy to take a look. Even if you have a financial advisor, we offer a free second opinion, just like you would go to the doctor. We could give you a free, no obligation second opinion. And we are very concentrated on comprehensive financial advice, looking at your whole financial plan and making sure that you're going to meet your individual goals.
Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of listeners who might have some money parked in a savings account earning next to nothing. And you might as well put that money to work, and you could definitely help them with that, Karen, right?
Yeah, yeah. The good news about higher interest rates is that savers don't have to be settle for 0% interest rates. There are some options now where we're seeing some healthier yields, and whether it's in treasury bills, whether it's in even some money market accounts and CDs, they're offering higher rates. And we can definitely help investors and clients with that in getting a little bit of earnings on their money, where for the last 10 years, we've been used to seeing zero on savings accounts. So that is one of the bright sides of higher interest rates is that it does help savers a little bit.
Well, that's great. Well, we have been talking with financial expert Karen Cavanaugh with Carolina's Wealth Management, and that's Carolina's with an S, Carolina's
yes,
Wealth Management.
Carolina's Wealth Management, yes.
Thanks so much, Karen.
You're very welcome, Tim. Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.